It's a film of epic proportions called Supersize Me. Morgan Spurlock directed the film and won the Best Director Award at this year's Sundance Film Festival for Supersize Me. We'll meet Spurlock in just a moment. First, here's a clip from Supersize Me.
America has now become the fattest nation in the world. Congratulations. Nearly 100 million Americans are today either overweight or obese. That's more than 60% of all U.S. adults. Since 1980, the total number of overweight and obese Americans has doubled, with twice as many overweight children and three times as many overweight adolescents. The fattest state in America? Mississippi, where one in four people are obese. I grew up in West Virginia, currently the second fattest state in America. When I was growing up, my mother cooked dinner every single day. Almost all my memories of her are in the kitchen. And we never ate out, only on those few rare special occasions. Today, families do it all the time, and they're paying for it, not only with their wallets, but with their waistlines. Obesity is now second only to smoking as a major cause of preventable death in America, with over 300,000 deaths per year associated with related illnesses.
It's a clip from Morgan Spurlock's documentary Supersize Me. It's a film in which Spurlock eats three meals a day at McDonald's for 1 month. He has to eat everything on the menu at least once, and he can only supersize his order if they ask him if he'd like to. Spurlock was in good health when he started his McDonald's diet. It didn't last.
Very early on, you know, I started to get these weird kind of pressure on my chest, you know, this weird pressure. I started to, you know, get very depressed, you know, about 10 days in, you know, incredible bits of depression that would be alleviated by eating. Like, I would eat the food and feel great, be very elated, and then get depressed again. I started to get massive headaches that would also only be alleviated by eating, you know, something that's very, very similar to, like, an addictive reaction. By about the halfway point through the diet, I could not perform in the bedroom anymore. That disappeared. And then by the third weekend, my blood tests were off the charts. By the beginning of the third week, my cholesterol had gone up about 60 points. My liver was so filled with fat that the doctors were comparing it to pate. And by the end of the third week, I was waking up in the middle of the night. And I woke up in the middle of the night and had massive chest pains. I couldn't breathe. You know, I felt like I was having heart palpitations. And at this point, all three doctors were like, you got to stop.
Now, there's no question in your mind or theirs that this was all related to diet? I mean,
no,
there's nothing else going on in your life?
Nothing else. No, there was no other question that was caused by
diet. What about exercise and keeping yourself fit? Because you're a guy who was in, as you say, very good shape at
the
beginning.
But I mean, I'm sure I could stop exercising and, you know, and go eat plenty of other things and not be waking up in the middle of the night with chest pains.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you exercise during the course of the diet?
I walked about twice as much as the average American does. You know, most Americans get no form of exercise whatsoever. I think it's about 60% of Americans get no exercise. And so during this month, I was emulating that. And so the average American walks about a mile and a half. So I was limiting myself to about 2.5 to 3 miles a day.
Your girlfriend is a vegan.
She is. The irony just gets better.
Yeah, and we should talk about that.
Yeah.
But if she's a vegan, then presumably much of the diet that you ate prior to beginning the McDonald's diet
was at dinner. Usually we would, if we ate dinner together, it would be vegetarian or vegan.
Okay.
Yeah, but during the day, it's like that's when I would get all the stuff that I want to eat. You know, because I am a big fan of the fine swine. You know, I love bacon. I can't get enough of the bacon.
How did your vegan, healthy girlfriend take to the idea that you were going to do this?
She was appalled from the beginning. You know, she was the voice of reason from the get-go. She was the one who said, nothing good is going to come of this. She said, nothing good is going to happen to you doing this. She says, this is such a bad idea, I can't even tell you.
She does appear throughout the film, as a matter of fact. And in the middle, I guess, you were saying you were having trouble with your physical relationship. And
correct.
She was pretty clear that was diet related.
I mean, it was incredible how that just came out of nowhere. Now, I was just kind of exuding this McMusk too, you know, like I just kind of had this fantastic deep fried aroma to myself all the time.
Wow.
I think they should market that. I think we're onto something.
Yeah. Did you ever talk to McDonald's about this?
You know, they would never speak to me directly. You know, since the film's come out, you know, they've been chasing me around, you know, following me up on interviews, you know, sending their spokespeople out to kind of refute the film, but they've never sat down or said anything to me directly. You know, they call the film a gimmick. They say it's just a vehicle to make a movie, that it doesn't serve any purpose, you know, that I'm a little late to the dialogue when it comes to this issue. And you know what? I think I'm showing up right on time when it comes to, you know, this dialogue, because I think this film has ignited more discussion and more dialogue and more change in such a short period of time than all the news stories you could imagine.
Do you think there's been change in the fast food industry because of it?
Well, I mean, you got to think. McDonald's, 6 weeks after the film premiered at Sundance, McDonald's announced they were eliminating their supersize options. They said by the end of this year, there'll be no more supersizing. And then they said it has nothing to do with that film whatsoever. So, you know, I think everyone else here in the real world, you know, knows better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think from doing all of this was the most surprising thing you learned?
I mean, for me, the most horrifying thing in the whole movie, apart from what happened to me health-wise, because, you know, that's self-inflicted. That's something I'm doing to myself. So, that's not a shock to me. But for me, the most surprising thing and the most disturbing thing in the whole movie is the state of school lunches in America and what we're feeding our kids and the path we're putting them on from a young age that is leading them to being unhealthy and being overweight or obese. You know, you walk into a school lunch program, and it's like the kids are having lunch in the middle of a 7-Eleven. You know, they got pizza and chips and candy and ice cream and soda and ding-dongs and ho-hos, and that's lunch. And it's terrible. And this is what we're teaching our kids. It's okay to eat this. And at the same time, we're eliminating physical education from schools. You know, so we're telling our kids, you don't need to, you know, to exercise. Phys ed isn't important. You know, and we're getting rid of nutrition and health education classes. So we're saying, you know, you don't need to learn about what you eat or why you eat things or how much you should eat because that's not important. And so now in this institution of learning where we're preparing the kids for the future and we're, quote-unquote, educating them in the classroom, we're abandoning them in the lunchroom.
What do the school systems say when you say that sort of thing to them?
They say, well, that's untrue. You know, we provide a balanced diet for the kids. We feel it's important for the children to learn to make the right choices. And I find that to be so frightening because for me, you know what, this isn't the place where these kids need to have those choices. Because if you give a kid a choice besides a candy bar or some broccoli, what's he going to eat? What's a kid going to eat? You know, a slice of pizza or some asparagus?
You know, there is a woman who's on the talk show circuit now also making a movie who, after viewing your film, I guess, decided that she could go to McDonald's and actually lose weight and has done so.
Sure. And she's lost weight. She came into this being clinically obese. Now she weighs like 168 pounds, I think. It's great. I think she was 178 pounds and 5'3" when she started the diet, and now she's lost weight. I mean, the thing is, she's doing the two things that no Americans ever do. You know, she's going into a fast food restaurant and she's eating less and she's exercising. Wouldn't it be great if everyone in America ate less and exercised? But that's not the world we live in. We live in a world where we overeat and we under-exercise and we don't think about what we're shoving into our mouths. And the film is really about the bad choices we make every day. And we need to change that. We need to become more aware. We need to get more information to make more educated choices. And it is a two-way street. I mean, you know, people love to say, well, it's not the corporation's responsibility. You know, I disagree. I think if you feed 46 million people a day like McDonald's does, 46 million a day, you have an obligation to help educate your consumers to make smart choices.
Morgan Spurlock, director of the documentary Supersize Me.